when your horse returns to Alcamp Riderless.
أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجاي.
The ocean of dua.
الإمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة
Why did you leave us to fend for ourselves? Hussein, Hussein, the slain.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Madarisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of Ziyarat Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Ziyarat al-Ashura. So stay with us.
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing this part of Ziyarat al-Ashura. وَلَعْنَ اللَّهُ أُمَّةً أَسْرَجَتْ وَأَلْجَمَتْ وَتَنَقَّبَتْ لِقِتَالِكَ. May Allah distance from His mercy the community who saddled their mounts, placed their bridles, and patrolled to combat with you. We said that in this part, لِقِتَالِكَ is so important. This phrase is fundamental because all the previous actions mentioned in the part were done because of fighting with Imam Hussein alayhi salam. History tells us that when Umar ibn Sa'd was given the opportunity of one night to decide whether he was ready to lead an army against Imam Hussein alayhi salam or not, he sought advice from Kamil. This Kamil was a person that epitomized the reality of Kamalul Insani, the human perfection. On hearing Ibn Sa'd's words on whether he should proceed to battle against Imam Hussein, Kamil answered with a very negative and stern manner. This is the anecdote depicted in the book of Sayyid Hashim al-Bahrani. Umar ibn Sa'd had with him a person from the man of virtue called Kamil, who was also a friend of his father before him. He asked, Umar, why do I find you in this particular state and movement? What have you resolved to do? Kamil, as his name signifies a person of perfect opinion, intellect, and religion. Umar ibn Sa'd replied, I have been commissioned to lead the army to fight against Imam Hussein, to kill him, to kill his family, and killing him and his family to me is like a morsel of food to one who eats or a sip of water. After I kill him, I will head to govern Ray. Kamil said to him, woe be unto you. O Umar ibn Sa'd, do you want to kill Hussein, the son of the daughter of the Holy Prophet? Woe be unto you and your religion. O Umar, are you deviated from the guidance? Do you not realize against whom you have set out to war? And with whom will you fight? Indeed, we belong to Allah and to Him we return. I swear by Allah that if I were to be given the world and what it contains to kill a single man from the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu, I would not do so. How then do you want to kill Hussein, the son of the daughter of the Apostle of Allah? And what will you say tomorrow to the Apostle of Allah when you will be brought in his presence in the state of having killed his son, the apple of his eye, the fruit of his heart, the son of the daughter of the Holy Prophet, the leader of all the women of the world, the son of Ali alayhi salam. Indeed, in our present age, he is what his grandfather was during this time. Obeying him is obligatory on us, like obeying the Prophet.
When people ask, I'm confused about which school is right or which madhab is right, go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. You will see it completely exemplifies, it clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. SubhanAllah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is, do not allow tyranny, do not allow evil doing, do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah, he appreciates him, he understands his dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we are talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
After this, Umar ibn Sa'd said, "Are you frightening me with death? Indeed, after I finish killing Hussein, I would be a commander over 70,000 horsemen, and I govern the kingdom of Ray." And Kamil replied to him, "Indeed, I am narrating to you an authentic tradition. I hope that you are emancipated thereby. If you are bestowed with the succor to accept it, I know that I traveled with your father Sa'd to Sham. On the way, my mount got separated from my other companions and I got lost and thirsty. There appeared before me a monastery of a monk and I headed towards it. I got down from my horse. I came to the door of the monastery so that I would drink some water. A monk of that monastery came towards me and said, 'What do you want?' I said, 'Indeed, I am thirsty.' And he said to me, 'Are you from the nation of this prophet who kill each other for the love of the world out of greed? So woe be unto you on the day of judgment. Indeed, you have hampered the family of your prophet and you have killed and expelled them. Surely I find in our books that you shall kill the son of the daughter of the holy prophet and take his women as captives and loot their wealth.' I said to the monk, 'Will we do that?' And he said, 'Yes. And when you have done that, the heavens, the earth, the oceans, mountains, deserts, wild animals, birds would curse his slayers. Then his slayer would not remain in the earth save for a short while. Thereafter will appear a man who will avenge for his blood and will not spare anyone who participated in this matter, save that he would kill him, and Allah will hasten the soul of the participant soul into hellfire." Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
أنت الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن والزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين